need your mercy and we need your grace today. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Okay, Romans 1:16. Are you ready? Who's ready? All right. Romans 1:16. Begin. Amen. Rachel, if you're not ashamed of the gospel.
Amen.
복음을 부끄러워하지 않은 분들 한번 손 한번 들어보세요. 복음을 부끄러워하지 않은 분들. Rachel, if you do not, if you're not ashamed of the gospel.
Yes.
One hand, right? One hand.
Two hands.
Yeah, one hand. Raise another hand if you want to preach the gospel. Hallelujah! Amen.
Amen.
Oh, there's a power of God for the salvation for everyone who believes. You know, I believe it's amazing. It's amazing the fact that we all believe in Jesus Christ. It's totally and completely by God's grace that we believe in Jesus. If you believe in Jesus, that who He is, what He has done, the power of the gospel, if you believe it, I believe that's a great miracle. One of the greatest miracles in our life is that God opened our eyes and we saw clearly the power of the gospel. We see Jesus Christ, who He is and what He has done, and we believe in Him. Now this is amazing. This is amazing truth. What amazing grace that God has given to all of us. What I'm saying is, there are so many people who do not believe the power of the gospel. A few days ago, I preached gospel to a dying man, deathbed. The man was in the deathbed. And I preached the gospel, and he accepted Jesus on that spot. So I thought that he's born again. But then after a few days passed, I heard that he did not receive Jesus genuinely. That he accepted Jesus just to make me happy or make his friend happy. Now that is not genuine acceptance, is it? So I want, now he's dead already. I wonder where he's at. I hope he's in heaven with the Lord. So when I heard that story from his son, I said to myself, wow, how pitiful to this man who is dying. And I shared the gospel. He clearly heard the gospel, but he did not take it to his heart. He was mimicking. You know, if you believe in Jesus Christ and you know your name is written in the book of life, this is not a light thing. This is not a light matter. God had mercy on you. God had mercy on you and you saw the power of the gospel. And you accepted and your life is indeed changed. Hallelujah. If you receive the gospel, if you receive Jesus Christ, your life will change. Amen.
Amen.
So, I want to talk about today the gospel of the kingdom. Gospel of the kingdom, okay? Because there's a power in the gospel. And gospel means good news, isn't it? There are so many bad news out there in these days. It's not easy to find good news. And the greatest news, the good news that we can find is the person of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay, so Romans 1 and 3 and 4, I'm going to define what is gospel. Okay? Now some of you are thinking, what is gospel? Good news. Okay, I heard that part. Maybe Jesus Christ died for me. I heard that part too, but what is gospel? If I ask you, you may not be able to answer it completely. So today I'm going to define it so clearly, okay? So after today, you're going to have no question about what gospel means. I hope. Amen?
Amen.
All right. Romans 1 and 3 and 4. Let's read it together. One voice. Begin.
So regarding his son, who as to his human nature was a descendant of David, and who through the Spirit's holiness was declared with power to be the Son of God by his resurrection from the dead. Jesus Christ our Lord.
Say, Jesus Christ our Lord.
Jesus Christ our Lord.
Come on.
Jesus Christ our Lord.
This, okay. Let's do echo, alright? Echo. Let's do summing, alright? This side, do the Jesus Christ our Lord. Then you respond, you reply. Jesus Christ our Lord. Now, this is a biblical worship. Amen? In the book of Revelation, four living creatures, they say, holy, holy, holy. And the 24 elders respond, holy, holy, holy. In the worship in the kingdom of God, there's echoing, there's responding, speaking one another, because we are the body of Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
All right? Amen. Let's do it now. All right, this part. Go ahead. Begin.
Jesus Christ our Lord.
Jesus Christ our Lord.
Jesus Christ our Lord.
We're gonna make a three parts now. One, two, and then people who are standing, all right? Jesus Christ our Lord. You can do it, Korean, right? All right? You can do it. Jesus Christ our Lord. Ready? Begin.
Jesus Christ our Lord. Jesus Christ our Lord!
Jesus Christ our Lord!
Jesus Christ our Lord!
Jesus Christ our Lord!
Alright, amen. Let's do it together. Jesus Christ our Lord. Begin.
Jesus Christ our Lord!
Amen.
Amen.
I want to tell you today, the good news means Jesus Christ is our Lord.
Amen.
Jesus Christ our Lord is the gospel.
Amen.
It's the gospel. It's the good news.
Amen.
We don't have good news besides Jesus Christ being our Lord. Okay, without Jesus Christ, we have no good news. Without Jesus Christ, we have no worship. Without Jesus Christ, we have no fellowship. Without Jesus Christ, there is no hope. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And let me explain a little bit deeper now. It says, regarding his son, God's son, right? Who as to his human nature, you have to pay attention now, human nature. Jesus Christ is a son of God, but he is also son of man. Everybody say, son of man.
Son of man.
Son of God.
Son of God.
Son of man.
Son of man.
God man.
God man.
God man.
God man.
God is son of God. Man, son of man. You get it? God man. Jesus Christ is God man. Amen?
Amen.
하나님 사람. Jesus Christ is complete God and he's perfect man. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So here he says, to his human nature, Jesus Christ, he is God, but then he came to this earth as a human nature, in a form of human nature. Amen.
Amen.
And he was a descendant of David. He was a descendant of David. Okay? So he's a descendant of David. Jesus didn't just appear like out of nowhere, boom, you know, Big Bang Theory, boom. Jesus didn't just appear, boom. No, he was prophesied throughout the Bible that he will be a descendant of David. So he's the line of David. History proves Jesus Christ is a descendant of David and Abraham. So David and Abraham proves that Jesus Christ is a son of man. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And guess what? You know what? This Jesus Christ, who is a son of man, when he entered into you, he did not only enter into you as a son of man, son of God, but he also entered into you as a son of man. Do you get this? You probably don't get this. It's very highest gospel here. What I'm trying to say is, listen, Jesus Christ is only God-man, and we are his duplication.
Amen.
Come on, everybody say, Jesus Christ is God-man, and we are his duplication. Ready? Begin.
Jesus Christ is God-man, and we are his duplication.
What?
Duplication.
What?
Duplication.
We are his duplication.
Amen.
Come on, she's up.
We are his duplication.
Duplication, amen.
Amen.
Jesus Christ is the only person who is God and man,
And we are his duplication. How is that possible? Jesus Christ came in the human nature. He lived perfect life of 33 years. And he died on the cross. And he rose again. And he became a life-giving
spirit.
Come on, you know that. He became a
life-giving spirit.
1 Corinthians 15:45. He became life-giving spirit. So even now, when you say amen, you are taking Jesus Christ, the Spirit, who is the Spirit, you are taking the Spirit into you. You are eating Jesus. If you are here for the first time, you when you hear this phrase, you might think like we are cannibal. We are eating Jesus? How can you eat? Oh, you're an animal. It's in the Bible, hello. John 6:57 says, he who eats me will live by me. Jesus said, if you don't eat my flesh, if you don't drink my blood, you have no part with me.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We need to eat Jesus as our living bread. We need to drink Jesus as our living water. We need to breathe him as our living air. Without Jesus, we cannot live.
Amen.
Jesus is all in all. He's all-inclusive Christ. If you have Jesus, you have everything.
Amen.
If you don't have Jesus and you're a millionaire, you're very poor. Hello?
Amen.
So Jesus Christ, he has a human nature from David and verse 4. Yes, thank you for that. Verse 4. And who through the Spirit of holiness was declared with his power to be what? Over there. Son of God by his
resurrection.
From the dead. You know why Jesus Christ raised again from the dead? Do you know why? Do you know why he rose again from the dead? Because he is the Son of God.
Amen.
Oh, come on, church.
Amen.
He rose again from the dead because he is the Son of
God.
He's God. He had to be rose again, rise again. Death cannot hold Jesus because he's God.
Amen.
God cannot die.
Amen.
God cannot die.
Amen.
Man can die, but God cannot die.
Amen.
No one can kill God. No one can overcome God. God is I am who I am.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because he is the life and the resurrection.
Amen.
John 11:25 says, I am the life and the resurrection. He had to come alive because he's the Son of God. So through resurrection, it proves that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In this history of humanity, so many people died, but only Jesus Christ rose again from the dead because he is the Son of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So do you see that? Do you see? Jesus talks. I'm going to say it now. What? Okay. Look. Jesus means Son of Man. Thank you for that again. But no more, please. Wait, look. Come on. Jesus means Son of Man. Everybody say, Jesus means Son of Man.
Jesus means Son of Man.
And Jesus died on the cross as the Son of Man.
Jesus died on the cross as the Son of Man.
I have to die on the cross for my sins. But Jesus Christ died on the cross for my sins on my behalf. In the flesh. When he died in the flesh, that was the Son of Man. Hello. So Jesus Christ, the Son of Man, he died on the cross, took away all our sins, right? So Jesus cleansed us. You understand? Jesus cleansed our sins by dying on the cross. But when he rose again as the Son of God, he gave us the everlasting life.
Amen.
He gave us the divine life.
Amen.
And this divine life means eternal life.
Amen.
If you have divine life in you, that means you have eternal life. If you only have a human life, that means you don't have eternal life yet. You have to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Does this make sense to you, brothers?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the main thing we can talk about Jesus Christ is he was Jesus, the Son of Man. He died on the cross for our sins and he washed us. He made us clean vessel. And when he rose again, he gave us his life. So we can receive his life. Now we have Jesus Christ, who is God-man in us, in our spirit. Hallelujah. And this is the gospel.
This is the gospel. Amen. That's why Romans chapter 1, verse 3 and 4 summarize and define the gospel as the last sentence right there. Jesus Christ, our Lord. Jesus died for me. Christ rose again from the death. And He is my Lord.
Amen.
He is my Master.
Amen.
Do you see this? Do you see this? Raise your hand if you see what I'm saying now. You see? Alright, so now you can say this with meaning now, right? You can say this with meaning and conviction, isn't it? Jesus Christ our Lord. Everybody say, come on, begin.
Jesus Christ our Lord.
One more time.
Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen. Jesus Christ our Lord. This is the gospel. Hallelujah. Everyone in this world will and should and must bow down before the Lord, who is Jesus Christ. If you bow down now, you'll be happy. If you don't bow down now, you will bow down later, but you'll be unhappy. Oh, Lord Jesus. So, now I define the gospel. But I need to explain this in order for me to explain what I really want to share with you this afternoon. Okay? Let's read Ephesians 2:8. Let's read Ephesians 2:8. Okay, you ready? All right, begin. For it is by grace. Okay. Okay. Now I hope my prayer is that all of you are saved. You receive Jesus Christ as your Lord, then you are saved. Okay? So Bible says by grace you have been saved. By grace. The word grace is so wonderful because it is by God's grace that we are saved. Means that by God's grace we understand the gospel. By God's grace that our heart is open so we can receive Jesus as our Lord. Unless there's a grace of God, you cannot understand the gospel. Unless there's a grace, you cannot understand Jesus. Unless there's a grace, you're not going to have a heart, the space in your heart to receive Jesus. If you understand the gospel, if you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, guess what? God's grace was upon you. Amen. All right? Now, but my burden this afternoon is that all of us, we are aware of the grace of God. But you know what? We should not stop there. We should move on to the, not only the gospel of grace, but we should move to gospel of the kingdom. Can everybody say gospel of the kingdom?
Gospel of the kingdom.
Go on, louder.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Some brothers today, they prophesied today that, you know what, we ate the lamb, the Israelite ate the lamb in Egypt during the Passover, right? So that was like a born-again experience. That was like a milk. But we need to proceed to eat the bread. We cannot just drink the milk all the time, right? Baby drink the milk, but when certain level comes, baby learn how to eat the bread, isn't it? Learn how to eat the rice, right? So from milk, we need to proceed to the bread. And Matthew 4:4 says, we do not live by the bread alone, by the word of God. So the word of God is the bread, amen. Amen. Word of God is the bread. But you know what? We're not satisfied just eating the bread. It's like a manna in the desert. God just freely gave the manna to Israelites by His grace. The Israelites did not, don't have to work for it. They didn't labor, right? God just gave the manna. It's free. Do you understand? But you know what? But just eating a manna, you're going to become wafer. And you cannot beat the enemy. You understand? We need to become rock. We need to become solid rock. Do you understand? Oh, so in order for us to become the solid rock where God can build us as a church, as a body of Christ, guess what? We need to eat the solid food.
Yes.
Oh, hallelujah. And the only solid food is not in the desert, is in the good land. Is in the promised land. Hallelujah. There is a solid food. And Jesus Christ is our solid food. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So we need to eat the solid food, right? That solid food is talking about the kingdom of God. Gospel of the kingdom. Not just gospel of grace. We just checked the gospel of grace in Ephesians chapter 2. Now we're going to move to gospel of kingdom, alright? Let's go to Matthew 24:14. Go ahead. We're going to skip that. Okay, very good. Alright, let's read together. Begin. And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in the whole world as a testimony to all nations.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah!
Amen.
I love love this verse. This verse is one of my favorite verses, and it has been driving my life from United States to Korea, okay? Because Bible says the gospel of the kingdom. Before, I didn't see this. I just thought to myself, okay, let's preach the gospel, preach Jesus Christ our Lord to the whole world, and Jesus Christ will come back. But you know what? That's not what Bible says. Just because you share Jesus Christ, the gospel, to the whole world, Jesus, the end will come? No. We have to pay attention to the word there. Gospel of the kingdom. So what does this mean? Gospel of the kingdom versus gospel of grace. Gospel of grace is for baby, you know. It's God freely gives you his gift of salvation. And you are eating and drinking, praise the Lord, amen, amen, hallelujah, right? But you know what, when it becomes the kingdom, it's talking about ruling. It's talking about dominion. It's talking about, you understand, you are controlling. So, when the Bible says gospel of the kingdom, it means that we go under his rulership. Kingdom means king is ruling the dome, right? King is ruling the country, the nation, isn't it? Now, who is the king here? Jesus Christ is the king. Hallelujah! Amen. He's the king of kings, right? So if the Bible encourages us to believe the gospel of the kingdom, meaning that we need to now grow mature. Hallelujah. Do not be satisfied just eating manna in the desert. Because if you just satisfy there as eating manna, you cannot become overcomer. You just die in the desert. No! That is not God's purpose. God's purpose for you and for me is to enter into the promised land. Amen. To the good land. Amen. And there the milk and honey. There the mineral food. Barley. Wheat. Right? Wine. Pomegranate. What are the?
Olive oil.
All those food that has minerals. We need to eat those. We need to come with the harvest. That's what it's talking about. God's for the kingdom. It means that we need to start eating the solid food, that we need to grow up into maturity so that God can use us. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, I believe, brothers and sisters, the reason why you came to Korea is to earn money. For some of you are working, is to study in your school, your students. But I believe there's a greater purpose why you are here in Korea. Amen. Amen. I believe we are living the last days. Amen. We are living the end time. I believe the end is coming.
Amen.
And I believe why we're here at Overflowing Church, I believe you need to seize the moment, take the opportunity to be discipled, to be trained by the Word of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So if you're serious about growing in your faith, you need to come and talk to me individually. You need to come to me. Oh, my brothers and sisters, do not be satisfied with church service on Sunday only.
Amen.
You cannot grow into maturity just one service on Sunday. We're not satisfied. Amen?
Amen.
Church never mentioned about that. Church talks about everyday life, church life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We love the church life. Amen?
Amen.
Eating and drinking.
Amen.
And breathing Jesus every day.
Amen.
Through morning revival. Or evening revival. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay, so if you become mature, okay, next verse, okay, Matthew 28. Let me explain a little bit more. Matthew 28. Okay, thank you. Begin. And Jesus came to them and said, all authority in heaven and earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always, to the
very end of the age.
Okay, this is what it means, the gospel of the kingdom. Listen. God said, Jesus did not just say, okay, you go out and preach the gospel. No, he didn't say that. Look carefully here. Verse 20, you need to? Verse 19, not only you baptize them, but verse 20, you need to teach them. Teach them. Disciple them. Shepherd them. Hallelujah.
Amen.
To what? Obey
everything.
Everything I have commanded you. What God has commanded us in the Bible. This is talking about shepherding. So when Jesus Christ will come back, when the end time will come, the end will come, when the believers are equipped with the gospel of the kingdom and to raise a group of bride who love Jesus so much and they are equipped with the Word of God, they are ready They're ready to meet the bridegroom. Then the bridegroom, who is Jesus Christ, will come back. My prayer at this overflowing church is that God would gain a group of believers who are the bride, who loves Jesus so much. They will put Jesus number one priority. Not Jesus second, not Jesus third. Some people say, Jesus is number one in my life, but money is second, and my wife is third. Or Jesus is number one, money is second, and my wife is third. But I want to change it today, because you might be confusing. Is Jesus really number one in my life? I don't know. You're confused. I'm confused. Everybody's confused. So let me suggest one thing, all right? From today on, you're going to say, Jesus is number one. Jesus is number two. Jesus is number three. Hallelujah! 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 My wife or your husband, your wife, should not come before God, or should not be equal. It be equal with Christ's level. The money should not be equal compared with Christ's level. Jesus should be number one, number two, number three. A to Z should be Jesus Christ. Hallelujah! If you are really serious about your faith because Jesus Christ is coming back, you need to be discipled by the Word of God. And that's why I'm here from America. And I don't know how long I'm going to be here.
Amen.
While I'm here, use me, brothers and sisters. You need to be discipled.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Then, Bible says, the end will come. So Jesus cannot come when his bride not ready. Jesus cannot come when there are so many baby Christians or orphans. Jesus will come when the group of brides are ready.
Amen.
Hallelujah!
Amen.
Oh Lord Jesus, can we read some scriptures and I'll finish? We got medical service, right? Medical service, yeah. We're going to finish before a few minutes. All right, can we go back? Go back now. I want you to be aware of this now. Okay, Matthew, no. Let's go to Genesis 12:2. Genesis 12:2. Okay, ready? Church, come on. Let's read aloud. Begin. I will make you into a great nation, and I'll bless you, and I'll make your name great, and you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse. And all peoples on earth will be blessed through you. Through who?
Me.
Through pastors?
Me.
Through missionaries?
No.
Through who?
Me.
You have to personalize the Bible, personalize the scripture. God is talking to you.
Amen.
God is talking to you.
Yes.
Yes.
God is not just talking to me. God is talking to you.
Amen.
Bible says all peoples on earth will be blessed through you.
Amen.
If you have faith in God, that means you are descendant of Abraham.
Yes.
And this is a promise that God made with Abraham. First promise God made with man. And God says, Abraham, I'm going to bless you. I'm going to make a great nation. And through you, I'm going to bless the whole world, the Gentiles. And now, gospel has come to us. We as Gentiles, now we receive the gospel. Now it is our turn to take the gospel and give the gospel, the blessings to the whole world.
Amen.
And the whole world is in Korea. 206 nations are in Korea. And how many of them, they heard the gospel? And out of those Christians, how many of them really know the gospel of the kingdom? Not just gospel of grace. Oh, give me Jesus. Praise the Lord. You know, come to church on Sunday and then forget about Jesus Monday through Saturday. We need to commit ourselves to be that blessing to the whole world. Amen?
Amen.
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 Oh, Lord Jesus, thank you. The few weeks ago, my brother Richard and the Burundian brothers, they were singing here, and I went there and I shared this burden. I said, praise God, God bless, raise up Burundian community. But if God raised the Burundian community should not exist just for Burundian people. God will raise Burundian people for all Africans in Korea. And not only that, through Africans, you will bless all nations in Korea, including Koreans. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, may your eyes be opened that you are great blessings to the whole world, including Korea, including North Korea. Amen. North Korea, I believe the door will be open very soon. In Jesus Christ's mighty name, we proclaim the wall of communists in the North Korea will collapse.
Amen.
And we will, in our life, in our generation, we will go into North Korea.
Amen.
How about that? Do you want that? Chamber, don't go back to Philippines. Go back. Go to North Korea with me. Oh, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Oh, Lord Jesus. Okay, brothers, sisters. You have only one life. What's your name, brother?
My name is Prince.
Prince?
Yes.
All right. Prince of Peace. You have only one life. Soon be passed. How old are you now?
I'm 36.
36?
36.
26?
Yes.
Soon you're going to be 46. Soon you're going to be 66. Soon you're going to be 86. And you say, you remember my words now, after 20 years. I'm almost 50 years old now. And I cannot believe I'm 50 already. I still can remember when I was 12 years old. Playing in the rural countryside, catching the fish in the pond and water. One life to live, soon be passed. What's done for Christ will last forever.
Amen.
Your life is like a fog. You know fog, right? Fog? Or fog or fog?
Huh?
Fog?
Good. Do you speak English or American?
Okay, American. American accent.
Fog.
British accent.
Fog.
Fog? So fog is right. In Korean accent, fog. Okay. Fog. 안개, fog. Fog is there and then all of a sudden it disappears very quickly, isn't it? Huh? It appears and then all of a sudden it disappears. Life is like a fog. You appear and disappear. You appear and disappear. You think you're going to live forever here on earth? On earth? Be wise, my brothers. Invest your life in the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Invest your time, invest your money, invest your energy, your talents in the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Oh, God is blessing today all of us through medical service, right? Receive all this medical service and be healthy. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And glorify God more.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. And remember, Jesus Christ our Lord, He's the gospel. And God is pushing us to get into the level of gospel of kingdom. And ye, right? Gospel of the kingdom. Because when gospel of the kingdom preached to all nations, then the end will come. And when end is coming, that's a good news. Jesus Christ is coming. Hallelujah.
Amen.
What a joy. What rest. What a rest. What rest. What joy. What love. What favor.
Amen.
Do you see that song?
Yeah.
This song is so beautiful, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's like a graduate level song. Huh? Here.
Yeah.
Yes, satisfied, Christ and His bride together. Yes, satisfied throughout eternity. Oh, what a rest, what joy, what love, what favor to be His bride when He comes to His feet. Yes, satisfied. Yes, satisfied, Christ and His bride together. Yes, satisfied, throughout eternity. Oh, what a rest, what joy, what love, what favor to be His bride when He comes to His feet. Verse 2, chorus, He's coming soon.
He's coming soon. These moments are so precious. The Lord is here. Oh, let us buy them more. Amen. The trials and welcome tribulations. The kingdom's ours through this affliction's sore.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you. Oh, yes.